Well, as long as Russia was playing by America's and Western rules, as long as Putin was doing what he was supposed to do as far as America was concerned, then Putin and Russia were friends, liberators, liberals, Democrats, and members of the international community, and they were very, very welcomed by the United States and, needless to say, Western Europe and the oligarchy itself. But once Putin and the Russian government realized they needed to assert their independence to stay as a nation state, as opposed to become the vassals of Western governments and the United States foreign policy, then suddenly Putin turned into this world dictator and became the number one enemy of the United States and the oligarchy. And needless to say, Bilderberg, pretty much every year going back to about 2003, had Putin and Russia as the number one agenda talking points at their meetings. And needless to say, if you are the United States, until you can subjugate Russia and China, you are not going to have your one world government or one world company, or call it whatever you want. Needless to say, the idea is to have this hegemony where the United States runs the world on behalf of everybody else, and Russia is just one of the vassal states. And obviously, the entire world community and the world government passes through Russia, because Russia has all the natural resources that the United States could possibly want. And needless to say, until you could actually subjugate the country, you're not going to have any of these things that we talked about before. You have two nations, Russia and China. China is the economic powerhouse, and Russia is the military powerhouse. And this is something that the United States has been having a lot of trouble dealing with, because as an analyst said a few days ago, the United States is playing high-stakes poker, but Russia is playing, and Putin is playing a long-range chess game. And this is the difference. And I think today, as things stand, Russia is winning the end game.